In our gospel lesson for today, Jesus gets invited to a dinner party at someone's house, but not just any dinner, the Sabbath meal. Not just any house, but the house of a leader of the Pharisees, a leader among the most traditional and conservative of the priests in the city of Jerusalem. Most of us who have had some success in our careers get opportunities like this. We get invited to the boss's house, and we make polite conversation. We admire his or her home. We accept a seat at the table. We watch how much we drink. We don't express our opinions too forcefully. We just try to make a good impression. Jesus does not act the way we usually do. Over the last two Sundays, our gospel readings have shown Jesus as the revolutionary, the firebrand, who came to bring fire to the earth, who said, "Do you think I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." Who rebukes the leader of the synagogue with, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" All too often, when I see some problem in our country or community, I feel this outrage. Something must be done right now. I sometimes then waste my limited time and energy confronting people rather than finding some way to work with them. In our gospel readings of the past couple of weeks, Jesus seems to be feeling this outrage, this need for action. But Jesus knows when to be forceful and when to use a different approach. A leader of the Pharisees invites Jesus, this wild, rough Galilean prophet, the son of a carpenter from the countryside, invites this Jesus to his home for the Sabbath meal. Jesus could have been loud and reactionary. He could have blamed the Pharisees present for many of the problems in their society. But Jesus does not see the Pharisees as his adversaries. Jesus ministered to everyone, even the Pharisees. Everyone. Can you imagine Jesus at this Sabbath dinner? Jesus is the special guest with all these high-status religious leaders. He could claim, if not the best seat, at least the second-best seat at that table. Maybe one of the Pharisees has not gotten the word and has already claimed the seat reserved for Jesus. The other Pharisees are whispering to this man, "You should move to another seat. We want Jesus to sit there so we can question and watch him closely." Jesus is watching these men with the love and regard he has for everyone. Jesus then speaks. "When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, 'Give this person your place.' And then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." After Jesus said this, I wonder if there was a sudden rush for the foot of the table. Jesus, once he had their attention, also gave them a bit of his revolutionary kingdom of God stuff, which he addresses directly to the leader of the Pharisees who invited him to this dinner. "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return, and you would be repaid." I am sure that Jesus' tone was friendly, but this message is a rebuke, because this is exactly who the leader of the Pharisees has invited to this dinner. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. I wonder how the leader of the Pharisees received this message from Jesus. It seems that Jesus was not invited to dinner again. We do not see in the Gospels that Jesus regularly attended the Sabbath dinner at a Pharisee's house. How are we to spread the message of the good news of Christ Jesus? How are we to move our society towards the kingdom of God? It is very easy for us to demonize people who do not agree with us. We disagree about some issue, and we label them as liberals or conservatives, progressives or libertarians. Once we have labeled them, they in turn label us. There, and our positions harden as our hearts harden, so that even if we talk to one another, we are shouting slogans at each other rather than listening to each other in the give and take of a conversation. We start to see these people as our adversaries, as an obstacle to be overcome. As I was writing this sermon, I remembered two people who lived lives of protest, who creatively and courageously worked to bring about the kingdom of God, who also consciously and consistently refused to see the people who disagreed with them as adversaries or opponents to be overcome, but instead saw them as neighbors, friends, and collaborators who had not yet joined with them. John Woolman was born in 1720 in the colony of New Jersey. As a young man, he learned how to tailor clothes and how to run a business. He was a Quaker and came to a personal realization that slavery was wrong and that he must do something about it. With the support of his local Society of Friends meeting, he traveled to Quaker and other church meetings throughout New England for over 30 years, speaking against slavery, asking everyone who owned slaves to free them. In 1772, he traveled to England, presenting the case to end slavery to the yearly meeting of British Quakers. This one man, working throughout his life to convince his fellow Quakers to end slavery, led to the Quakers getting slavery abolished in Pennsylvania in 1790. Converting people who owned slaves on both sides of the Mason-Dixon line to give up the institution of slavery, convincing them to free their slaves by talking to them, one by one. Mahatma Gandhi was the other person who came to my mind as someone who creatively and courageously protested British rule, seeking freedom for the people of India. Gandhi felt very strongly in the worth of every person he met. So when he was invited to a gathering where there was a servant present waiting on himself and the other guests, he would take the serving tray from the servant, thank them, and serve the other guests himself. Gandhi would do this at meetings with Indian leaders to remind them that the people were not protesting just for the Indian leaders to replace the British ones, but that those Indian leaders should see themselves as public servants of a free India. Gandhi's act of service to others is a great example of a personal act of protest and awareness. Before we protest, before we work to change anyone else's opinions on the great issues of our day, we have our own inner work to do. In our hearts and in our minds, we should know that these people are neighbors who disagree with us, who we are protesting, who we are confronting, are not our adversaries. These people are our brothers and sisters of God, our Father and Creator. We should strive to strike that balance as Jesus did, delivering our message of protest to the powerful in a creative way. With the resolve of John Woolman, pleading for the dignity of all people for over 30 years, never giving in or giving up. With the moral force and firmness of our own conduct and example, as Mahatma Gandhi did throughout his life. courageously seeking to convert, always seeking to speak to our common humanity, always listening to that small, still voice of the Spirit.